Hello everyone, this is Dominik Libicki. I have a pleasure to present to you today the results of the third quarter ended September 30th. With me is Maciej Gruber, CFO, and our investor relationship Director Małgorzata Czaplicka. Let me start with a few words about the performance of Cyfrowy Polsat on Warsaw Stock Exchange, because on November 6th, we had a 6 months of the history, and we are very proud to say that we believe that our stocks were performing extremely well, because since the day of our debut, the WIG index decreased by over 40%, and our share price increased by 8% at the closing yesterday, and today is actually already 12%. Cyfrowy Polsat, it is one of the largest, 20 largest IPO in Europe in 2008. It is also the company of which the current share price is the only company, European company, which the current share price is still above the debut this year. Only companies from Saudi Arabia and Kuwait are still above our their debut share price. Our share price, as I said, increased by 12% from the IPO, while the European IPO index decreased by almost 60% since April 2008. Our performance was noticed, and as of November 25th, we will be a part of the Morgan Stanley Capital Index for emerging markets, and I'm very happy to share this message with you. So now going to the business, we continue to dynamically grow on the year-on-year basis. Our subscriber base increased by 42%, and it was 2,402,000 at the end of third quarter. Family package ARPU increased by 6% from 38 zloty to 40 zloty and 30 groszy at the end of the quarter number three. The revenues are up by 46% to 291 million Polish zloty from 199 in Q3 07. EBITDA is up by 73%, and it reached the level of 109 million zloty. EBITDA margin is up to 37.6% from 31.8% in Q3 2007. But it's worth to mention that it is blended EBITDA on the total business, because it also has a component of MVNO. Our DTH EBITDA is 40.8%, so it's 9% above the level from Q3 2007. Net income is up by 86% to 84 million, and net income margin reached 29% as compared to 23% in Q3 2007. The fundament of our development of our business is to constantly grow our subscriber base. And in last 12 months, our net adds amount to 707,000 subscribers, out of which 79% constitute the family package and higher packages subscribers, and the mini package is 21%. We are still benefiting from the very low churn rate. Our churn in last 12 months was at the level of 7.6%. So this is again the figure which we are very proud of, because of the it's one of the best in the world among the platforms who announce these index. Dynamic growth It's also visible on the ARPU performance. ARPU grew from on family package grew from 38 to 40.3 zloty in last 12 months. Mini ARPU is constant. Remind you, mini ARPU should be constant at this point because there is no possibility to buy higher packages. It is buy through family package. An increase in the subscriber base and increase in ARPU contributed to a 49% increase in subscription revenues, which amounted to 254 million in the quarter number three. In comparison to the last quarter, we added 115,000 subscribers, and the family ARPU increased by 1 zloty. So we see the positive trend on both factors. As I said, the net adds in the fourth quarter were very satisfactory, but also if you look at the whole year, 2008, it's visible that it's a constant growth. We added 335,000 net additions in our subscriber base. In our sales, there is a larger and larger amount of in-house produced set-top boxes. In the quarter two, this number were in quarter three, this number was 59,000. Recently, it's already happened in fourth quarter, we introduced a new offer, a pack offer called Mini Max, in which we enriched the mini package with the four channels produced by Polsat Television. It's Polsat Sport, Polsat News, Polsat Cafe, and Polsat Play. We believe that our constant growth and in order to maintain our net in our sharing net additions of DTH subscribers in Q4, we introduced great promotions, that's how we call them, for our DTH services, and I'll be happy to talk about them in a second. On September 8, 2008, we launched our telecommunication services, mobile virtual network operation. It's too early to give you the full report about this project because at the day of this report, we were selling our telecom services only for 20 days, but I will talk in a second about our expectations and future development of this project. The reason why we launched Mini Max offer was to enrich to fill the gap between mini package and family package. To remind you, mini package is almost 10 zloty, family package is close to 38 zloty, and this offer is right in the middle. It's 99.90. We believe that this offer will allow us to migrate the subscriber of mini package to the higher packages. Mini package was launched exactly 2 years ago with the initial period of time for 27 months. So the first customers will end their initial period of time in January, and we believe that it will be easier to bring them to your higher levels, to higher packages with the intermediate step, because the jump from paying 9.90 to 38 would be a little bit too high. So in the future, we believe that this new offer will contribute to the higher ARPU of the mini package. In this, as I said, this package is basically what was in the mini package plus four channels from produced by Polsat Television. Great promotions started last week are very well received by the market. We observe a very interesting trend on our sales result already, and we believe it will develop as we go into the very important sales period. To remind you, approximately 50% of the sales happen in the Q4. That's why we decided that our primary goal is to build the subscriber base, and we came out with a promotion 6 months without payments, and this is for these packages to which the our subscriber will decide to sign up, to sign contract for. And in order to secure our subscriber base for the future, we extended the initial term, and initial term is 29 months. This 6 month offer also is offered to the HD subscribers, and we also give the HD channels for the same period of time. I told you about the Minimax concept. In order to drag the customers to the Minimax offer, we decide, and because of the situation, competitive situation in the market, we decided to bring as many subscribers on board as possible. We are giving 12 months without subscription payments, and in the same time we gave our mini package for Polsat channels for the period till the end of August. The reason for that move was not to cannibalize the existing subscriber base with the new promotions which are out there in the market. As I said, on October 8th we launched our telecommunication services. Very important step in our development, which we believe contributes to the not only to the new business line, to build the new business line, but also to maintain very low churn rate and increase the loyalty of our customers. We are the only MVNO in Poland which decided to build the telecommunication infrastructure, except the radio bandwidth which we lease from PTC, and we are also the only MVNO in Poland who has in offer postpaid and prepaid services. Our marketing concept is based on the same formula which we applied to DTH services, and it goes very well along it. We build the family values. We build the concept of staying in touch with the family. As the consequence of this move, we would like to bring the MVNO service as close as possible to our DTH services, and we will work to develop as many services which will link these two services together. So starting from the customer care to the special features which will be connected with the TV offer for the mobile subscribers. Our unique features are built around the family concepts, about what I called staying in touch. So we give people short calls for free. We build the special tariffs for the family, so it's 33 hours for the family. And of course, Polish market is very competitive in terms of devices, so we offer the postpaid customers mobile telephones for one zloty. But what is very specific for us, that the subscription fee can be determined with the accuracy of one zloty by each subscriber at the point of sales, so they can adjust how much they want to spend exactly for the subscription and how much they want to spend for the telephone. The next benefit which come from the model we decided to implement, the infrastructural MVNO, is that we were granted asymmetrical termination rates, and we are the only MVNO which can have the revenues from the interconnect. At this point, Cyfrowy Polsat is allowed to charge for the interconnect to the other, to our network, 40 groszy, while all the other operators has to will have to pay us 40 groszy, while we have to pay them only 33 groszy. The regulation goes further, and from January 1st, our obligation will be to pay almost 22 groszy, and from July 1st, around 17 groszy. So we will benefit more and more from the asymmetrical termination rates, which will allow us to build the business model, our telecommunication business model. Predicting the question which will definitely will be asked by you, what do we think about the economic slowdown and how it can affect our business, I would like to take this opportunity and answer it during this presentation. We believe that when economy slows down, Polish people will definitely start to save money. But when they start saving money, they automatically has to spend more time at home. They will stop going out to the movies, to the restaurants, doing sports or traveling. Spending more time at home automatically has this consequence that people watch more TV. Poles are spending an average 253 minutes in front of TV, which put us in the third position in Europe. And so we believe that there will be more and more hunger for pay TV, because Polish terrestrial TV is only 4, 5, up to 7 channels depending on the region. In the small table below, we did the comparison of our subscription fees, and we believe that every family in Poland will be able to afford, even during the economical slowdown, for this entertainment which we offer, because our most valuable, no, not valuable, most the cheapest offer is it's 10 zloty, which corresponds to McDonald's menu, and our core package, it's only 38 zloty, which is really like the less than 2 movie tickets. So to wrap up, we believe that even in the economical turbulences which are around the world, our business will have good perspective for the nearest future. And now I would like to hand over to our CFO, Maciej Gruber, to elaborate more on our financial results.
Thank you very much, Dominik. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm glad to be able to report to you that our financial results for the third quarter of 2008 continue to be strong on a year-on-year basis. Let me re-emphasize, our revenues are up 46% to 291 million zloty. Our EBITDA is up 73% to 109 million zloty. The EBITDA margin is at 37.6%, up by almost 6 percentage points from the level of 31.8% previous year, and by 2 percentage points from the level of 35.6% for the first quarter of current year. Also, net profit is up 86% to 84 million zloty, and we continue to yield a strong net profit margin of almost 29%. Positive trends are also observed as to all of our key financial indicators on a quarter-to-quarter basis, with solid one-digit growth rates in EBITDA and net profit in the third quarter compared to the second quarter of current year. Let me elaborate briefly on some of our operating revenues items. Our operating revenues are up 46% year-on-year to 291 million zloty. The key driver behind that growth continue to be subscription fees, which grew by 83 million zloty or 49%. Just to remind you, subscription fees are a function of number of subscribers and ARPU. Therefore, the strong growth in this revenue line is attributable to average subscriber base growth of 44% and blended ARPU growth of 3.2% to 36 zloty for the reported quarter. Primary contributors to the increase of ARPU continued to be family package rate increase, just remind you, to 37.9 zlotys to a customer, and improved package mix, including increased number of subscribers signing to HBO. The increase in subscription fees accounted for almost 91% of the increase in total operating revenues year on year. And subscription revenues accounted for 87% of total operating revenues, up from 85% in the second quarter of current year. Revenues from sales of set-top boxes decreased by 3 million zloty or 12% due to decrease in single standard definition decoder retail prices, which decrease was not offset by more expensive retail prices of high definition decoder sold during the third quarter of this year. It's also worth to mention that gross subscriber additions in the third quarter of this year are comparable to those for the third quarter of last year. Other operating revenues increased primarily due to recognition of compensation received from the conditional access system provider for the smart card and set-top box replacement in conjunction with the conditional access system swap. As to operating costs, we are glad to announce that our operating costs grew slower than revenues and were up 36%. Now let me spend a while on discussing how major cost items changed year on year. The most important cost line, programming costs, were up by slightly above 14 million zloty or 35%, which we consider to be a positive result, provided that our average subscriber base grew by 44% over the same period of time and that we added additional premium content, including HBO. As you remember, this cost line consists of content costs based on license agreements with our broadcasters and collecting society's costs. On a per average family subscriber basis, total programming costs went down by 3% year-on-year in Polish zloty terms, primarily due to strong appreciation of zloty against US dollar and euro over the analyzed period of time. If we look, however, at content costs alone on a per average family subscriber as reported to broadcasters basis, they were up by 13% year-on-year in euro terms and down again by 6% year-on-year in Polish zloty terms. Just to remind you, this happened in a situation of extensive new content additions, just to mention the 4 BBC channels and 3 HBO channels added to our client offerings. Signal transmission costs were up by 1.7 million zloty or 14%, primarily due to increase in transponder costs of 13% associated with the fact that during the third quarter of this year, we were using and paying for 3 transponders, whereas for most of the third quarter of last year, we were using 2 transponders. Increase in conditional access costs by 12% is in line with higher number of active smart cards subject to license fee payments. If you make the analysis on a per average subscriber basis, you will see, however, that total transmission costs were down by 21% year on year in Polish zloty terms, driven primarily by the fixed nature of transponder costs, it's an annual fee, and strong appreciation of zloty towards euro, in which both cost items are denominated. Distribution and marketing costs grew by 19.2 million zloty, or 77%. Just to remind you, this cost line includes distributors' commissions, marketing costs, mailing costs, call center costs, and other costs. Distributors' commissions grew by 4.6 million zloty, or 29%, due to the fact that commissions on sales executed in previous periods got activated during the third quarter of this year and increased the amount of commissions on current sales as accounted for during the third quarter under IFRS treatment. On a cash basis, however, commissions went down by 13% from 113 zloty in third quarter of previous year to 98 zloty in the third quarter of this year. The increase in distributors' commissions accounted for 24% of the increase in total distribution and marketing expenses. Marketing costs grew by 6.1 million zloty, or 145%, due to generally more intense promotional campaigns in 2008 than in 2007 for our DTH and most recently our MVNO offers. The increase in marketing costs accounted for 32% of the increase in total distribution and marketing costs. Mailing and call center costs together grew by a total of 8 million zloty, primarily due to additional costs incurred for replacement of smart cards and old set-top boxes in conjunction with conditional access system swap, as well as in conjunction with the call center extension. Please note that all these additional costs are being fully refunded by the conditional access system provider and corresponding revenue item has been recognized and accounted for under other operating revenues. Mailing and call center costs together accounted for approximately 42% of the increase in total distribution and marketing costs. Salaries and employee-related costs grew by approximately 5.4 million zloty, or 67%, due to the growth in the number of employees by 65%, from 266 full-time equivalents in the third quarter of previous year to 438 full-time equivalents in the third quarter of this year. This growth in the average number of employees is mainly attributable to new hirings for the needs of our two new business lines, in-house set-top box manufacturing facility and the MVNO project, but we should also bear in mind a number of new hirings in distribution, IT and finance departments, and the latter one including in conjunction with our new regulatory and reporting requirements as a publicly listed company. I'm glad to say that we have managed to increase the number of employees needed to serve our growing business in a cost-cautious manner, as on a per average employee basis, the salary costs netted of remuneration of the supervisory board and provisions for pensions grew by only 4% year on year. Costs of satellite television receiving equipment sold decreased by 9.1 million zloty, or 25%, as a result of a decrease of the set-top box purchase costs, in part driven by growing share of less expensive in-house produced standard definition set-top boxes that we sold during the third quarter. Other operating costs increased by 14.4 million zloty, with particular cost items contributing to the growth being primarily payments to the Polish Film Institute, which is calculated as a percentage of subscription revenues, IT services, banking and telecommunication services, cost of subscription fee collection, and set-top box servicing costs. I would like to bring your attention to the graph on page 18 of our presentation. You will see improving share of subscriber acquisition costs in total operating revenues, driving our EBITDA margin up for the nine-month period of the current year. On page 19, there is a brief discussion of EBITDA margins. Our blended EBITDA margin, including MVNO project, of 37.6%. EBITDA margin for the DTH business alone of 40.8%, and again EBITDA for the DTH business pre-SAC and set-top box subsidy being as high as almost 54% for the period. On page 20, we would like to bring your attention to the fact that our business that there is a high seasonality in our DTH business. As you know, historically, approximately 50% of our subscriber additions were executed during the fourth quarter of each year, which, throughout the increased subscriber acquisition costs, had a negative impact on EBITDA margin achieved during the fourth quarter of, for example, last year. And below the page, we provide some key numbers to illustrate the situation that we encountered during the fourth quarter of last year. Our net income increased by 86% to slightly over 84 million zloty. As you know, we paid dividend of 14 groszy per share from our 2007 profits. And just to remind you that we adopted a dividend policy for the fiscal years 2008 through 2010, by which the company will pay between 33% and 66% of our net income in the form of dividend. We continue to enjoy a safe debt level. In fact, as of 30th September of this year, we turned net cash positive, and our cash balance was higher than our debt balance by over 56 million zloty. And this happened in a situation where we partially repaid our loans in the amount of 36 million zloty, out of which almost 6 million euros was a partial repayment of a bank loan granted to Praga Business Park, a subsidiary of ours, and we did it in anticipation of the merger of that company with Cyfrowy Polsat. Our cash balance increased by 37 million zloty, or by almost 25%, from slightly above 150 million zloty at the beginning of this year to almost 190 million zloty as of 30th September of this year. You see on the graph on page 23 a strong cash flow generated from operating activities. CapEx pretty much in line what we expected to happen during this year. Debt repayment related to our 50 million zloty mandatory repayment of the Pekao S.A. credit, and the repayment of the Raiffeisen Bank credit that I've just mentioned. Also, dividend payout of 37.6 million zlotys, ending cash balance, as I said, 190 million zlotys at the end of the third quarter of this year. I think this is pretty much from my side. I'm open to take your questions.
Thank you. Operator, we are ready to take the questions.
If you do have a question at this time, please press the number one on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's the number one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. There will be a short silence while participants register for questions. Once again, that's the number one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. Our first question comes from the line of Anna Bosson. Please go ahead with your question and announce your company and location.
Yes, hello. Congratulations on the really great results. I just had a couple of questions. One was really on the fact that, as you've mentioned in your discussion, the mini package, a lot of them will be coming up for renewal next year. I just wondered if you could give us some sort of feeling as to what you expect next year in terms of the potential sort of churn rates of these customers. Also second, just about the new promotions and that sort of thing. Do you think that we should be looking for similar additions to what we had perhaps last year, something as high as that in the fourth quarter? Thank you.
First question. We believe that mini package is such a product which actually is, as we described it, as a business hedge against competition and future launch of DTT. If you remember, we only sell set-top boxes in this offer, so it means that the customers actually own the box, and we believe that they will be very cautious about the expenses they had to bear, because they paid almost full price of the box. We almost do not subsidize the boxes for the mini package. We believe that these customers are very price sensitive. Once they spend the money for the box, which is perfectly working, they will not be too willing to look for the new offers to which they have to spend money again. Actually, we believe that there will be no much churn. Our concern is how to bring them to, because the business objective is to have as many customers paying for the family and higher packages. We believe that these customers are already ready to pay some money for pay TV, but they are not ready to pay full price. After 2 years, they might be interested in doing that, but because we believe that this is still time to build the subscriber base, that's why we started Minimax offer. We gave them, as I said, the four Polsat channels, Polsat Sport, Polsat News, Polsat Cafe, and Polsat Play, and this covers four fields. Of course, sports for sports, news, cafes for women, and plays for men, which will secure this subscriber base for two, three quarters of next year. Then in the summertime of next year, we'll try to convert as many of them to the Minimax offer, which will help us build ARPU. For the second question, I didn't exactly understand it. Could you please...
Sure. No, I was just saying you've got some very attractive promotions coming out at the moment, and I think our subscriber expectations probably need to be revised upwards. But do you think you can get close to the sort of additions you had in the fourth quarter last year? Or, I mean, how much of an impact do you expect from the new promotion, the Minimax in particular?
I understand. Well, as we said in the beginning of the presentation, there is a certain seasonality in our sales. In last three, four years, around 50% of our sales were executed in the Q4, and we believe the same proportion will be this year. So I would not like to tell you or promise you how many set-top boxes we will sell, but I think I'm giving you enough guidelines to count yourself that because you already know the three quarters result, and we believe this year shouldn't be different from the last one.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Robert Maj. Please go ahead with your question and announce your company and location.
Hi, it's Robert Maj from KBC. I'd like you to elaborate a bit on MVNO performance, if I may. What are the ARPU at the moment, and maybe the number of clients, if you have any data on this?
Today we are announcing the quarter three results, and as I said in my presentation, we started our offer only 20 days before the end of this quarter, so it would be premature to give you any update on after 20 days of the sales.
Okay, and could you provide us with any targets of the MVNO business line?
We as a company do not give any forward-looking statements, so I'm sorry, but we will not give you any indication what are our targets.
Okay, and maybe on the CapEx plan for the for Q08, is it going to be significant comparing to this quarter?
As you know, we planned about slightly above 60 million zlotys in CapEx to be incurred during the entire year 2008. We do believe we will stick to that number for the 12th month of this year, with, you know, slightly above 48 million in CapEx already executed year to date.
Okay, and one last question on the overall outlook for the DTH market. What is your view on the saturation of the market? How is it going to be growing in the 2 years ahead?
At this moment, the saturation of pay TV in Poland is probably a little bit over 60%. I said around because it's not the number of the cable subscriber is not really confirmed. Different sources give different numbers. The saturation of pay TV among the five best saturated Western European countries is over 90%. In Romania, it's about 75%. So we believe that there is still around 10 to 15% of Polish households which will subscribe to pay TV in the medium term. That corresponds to around 2 million households, as I said again, in the medium term. Medium term I see is at 3 to 5 years. The benchmark would be probably the full launch of DTT in Poland, which will happen between 2012 and 2014. So around 2 million households which should supposed to sign up for pay TV. If you look at the historical data, Cyfrowy Polsat usually, our share in net addition was usually between 60 and 70%.
Okay, and one last question on the comment on the your competitors. The N platform has announced recently that they gathered 400,000 of clients. Do you consider it as a significant threat for Polsoft at the moment?
Well, I think if you compare the results we announced and the results of Platform N, it does not look that it's a really very... that I would rather say how did it happen that for last 2 years they did get so small number of the customers. Well, I don't feel comfortable describing the business of our competitors. Please just compare the figures which are reported.
Okay, that's it. Thanks.
Well, again, this year we added 335,000 subscribers. That's a figure comparable to the whole N platform.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
If you do have a question or comment, please press the number one on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Anna Bosong. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, just a follow-up question on DTT. There was some discussion in the news that you're looking at taking part in DTT. Can you talk a little bit about your strategy and thinking of what you would use it for and what the advantages of such a strategy are and perhaps how much it might cost? And also just, I always ask this, but what sort of price increase potential or when you might next be putting potentially price increases through or content increases through that might affect subscriber growth, etc.?
We are interested in participating in the expansion of DTT in Poland only if one of the multiplexes is dedicated to pay TV. We would be interested, we would consider taking part in it only in this scenario because we want to be an active operator of the multiplex. However, it's a little bit premature to answer precisely your question because there is, first of all, no announcement from the regulatory bodies that they can accept such a scenario. And on the other hand, and if they even accepted this scenario and would like to implement it, there first, before we take any decision, we have to know the conditions. This is just a hypothetical scenario because we believe that our business is not related to the satellite transmission. The technical means it's a secondary problem. Do we transmit it through DTT or internet or satellite? That's only technology. What we really bring to the Polish house is an entertainment and the pay TV packages. People do not buy technology; they buy entertainment. That's why we want to be present in any means by which we can deliver our product to the Polish house. The second question about price increase. Well, this will depend on the competitive situation in the market, and we do not forecast any price increase in next 2 quarters. Then we'll see how the situation will develop, how competitive market will be, and whether we will be able to increase our prices. To remind you, we are price leader. Our claim was always to deliver the best quality content for the competitive prices. So as long as we build our subscriber base dynamically, we don't want to jeopardize this growth by increasing the prices. However, I will remind you that January this year we increased prices by 8%, and the good news which came from our subscriber base is that we almost do not, experience any material churn. So there is possibility to increase the prices for the existing customers, but these customers which we still want to bring to our platform, which we want to have with us in the next couple of years, they are definitely more price sensitive, so there has to be balance between what we charge existing customers and with what offer we come to the market. So decision is not taken. in terms of the price of the programming, actually we experienced the opposite trend, a decrease in the prices of the content we pay to the content provider, because Cyfrowy Polsat now generates around 36% of the revenues from pay TV to the thematic channels, and we are in a very good position to negotiate a very good agreement and the very good prices.
Oh, excellent. Can I just to follow up on the DTT, just to understand a little bit, do you think it's potentially a good idea to run a DTT system alongside satellite? How would that work in terms of the advantages to you of doing such a thing?
Well, I would imagine that if one of the multiplexes is dedicated to pay TV, and if the conditions on which we could get the license are business are in line with the certain business model which we will build, then we can believe that we could do something like our Minimax offer in the DTT, because of course the one multiplex is only 7 to 8 channels today. It might be more in the future with the development of the technology. So this will be a very limited offer which will be in addition to the satellite, or just for those customers who are not too demanding.
Got it. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
If you do have a question or comment, press the number one on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Andrzej Igałka. Go ahead with your question and announce the company and location.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Andrzej Igałka, ING. I got two questions. One is maybe a very general, but what is the impact of zloty depreciation to US dollar and euro on your operations in fourth quarter, and where do you feel that impact most pronounced? And the second question is, you mentioned the negotiations with content providers. What range of discounts or what range of lower prices do you expect to negotiate with the owners of thematic channels following the ongoing set of negotiations? Because my understanding is that you're in a good position to negotiate some kind of lower prices. Can you give us an early indication of what the range could be?
Maciek, could you answer the first question, please?
Yes, absolutely. On the Forex exposure, on our results during the fourth quarter, I would look at this from the perspective of two groups of operating costs. One would be the sum of content costs, transponder leases, and conditional access systems, which, by the way, during the third quarter of this year constituted about 34% of our total operating expenses, and separately from the perspective of cost of goods sold. And if we are talking about our results during the fourth quarter, get affected by the depreciation of Polish zlotys towards euro and dollar, I would see the effect coming from primarily the first group of costs, so content, transponders, and conditional access system costs. As you probably know, we have hedged for respectively an estimated 44% and 49% of our quarterly euro and dollar exposure under this group of costs. So, there are, I think, first results of this hedging policy. For example, we've just executed Forex transactions on euro and US dollar for estimated 1 month exposure at effective rates by approximately 5.5% higher than than we've been able to achieve during the third quarter. And our estimate is that such growth of exchange rates can result in additional costs within this first group of costs of approximately 3 million zloty during a quarter.
Right, so that's not that significant. Including, obviously, that the 3 million is already post the result of the hedging.
That's right. This has been achieved through a combination of our forward and spot transactions executed basically, you know, in good market conditions. Relatively good market conditions. Basically, we on one side we have our hedges, and we obviously try to purchase, you know, the remaining balances of euros and dollars, you know, at the best possible conditions. I'm not sure whether that answers your questions or you need some more information.
Yes, it does.
On the COX side, I wouldn't see, you know, any immediate effect. Not during the fourth quarter. Probably some effect can be seen, you know, starting from the first quarter of next year, with, you know, new decoder deliveries, you know, coming to us.
Right, that's fair enough. And on the negotiations with content providers?
Yes, it's. I would not dare to give you the average figure, because depending on the significant of the position of the channel, this reduction could go from 10% to even 100%. 100% by I mean that some channels can stay with us and we are just providing them the 2.4 million households, so they can sell the advertisement share and will stop selling, stop paying any subscription fees. So there is no formula based on which I can at this point tell you that on average basis it will be this or this number. It's not going to happen like in 1 month or something, because all the contracts are signed for basically 3 years, and some of them end in January, some of them end in June, some of them end at the end of the year. So this will be on the basis face-to-face negotiations, depending on the channel. We have a very good situation, because if we can't reach the satisfactory for us results of the negotiations, thanks to the digitalization of Polish cable and the new platforms launching in the market, there is a lot of channels which are ready to come to Poland, and who had late start, and they want to start the business. Of course, their primary target is Cyfrowy Polsat, who, as I told you, generates 36% of the revenues for the thematic channels. So some big names, they are ready just to give us the product in order to start distribution, because they didn't do it in the time when the market was much smaller. So, as I said, this will be visible in our programming cost. However, we will not be able to read it from our report directly, because in the same time, our goal is to sell as many subscriptions to the higher tiers as possible, so the total programming cost should grow, because HBO and Relax Mix, we put a lot of effort, we make a lot of effort to sell them to the large number of the customers.
Right, and majority of these contracts, like with the major content providers, are signed in euro, or majority is in US dollar?
The currency structure of our content costs are as follows. about 55%, as of today, about 55% denominated in US dollars, about 44% in euros, and 1% in Polish zloty.
Thank you very much.
If you do have a question or comment, please press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We appear to have no further question at this time. I'll hand the conference back to you.
Thank you very much, everyone, and hope to hear you again in 3 months from now. Thank you, and bye.